Let me give you what he said in the word. How this is how you base your faith, and this is what you base your faith on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. I want y'all to listen to this closer. I don't know how far we be able to get, but listen to this closer. This is an Amplified classic. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. Surely he's borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, distresses, and what? Carried our sorrows and pain. That's what sorrow is, pain. Surely he's borne our grief and sickness, weakness and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pain off what? Punishment. Yet we what? Ignorantly consider him what? Stricken and smitten and afflicted by God. You see how people miss it? Because they thought God did it to them. As if with what? Leprosy. God stricken him with leprosy. That's it. Keep going. But, see, we consider him the stricken, smitten of God. But he was wounded. What happened? But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquity. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was where? Upon him. Are you listening? And with his stripe that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. So he's telling me that everything he did, he took everything that would hurt me, anything that would separate me, anything that would cause me to live beneath a godly life, a prosperous life, a successful life. He granted me, granted you, granted us peace. You notice what Jesus said when he got ready to leave? My peace I give unto you. My peace I leave with you. Hallelujah. Matthew 8:17, King James. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah, he says, Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself, who? Who himself? Jesus. Are you hearing what he said? Are you hearing this? Are we coming to confession? We're going to talk about that in a minute. Himself did what? Took our what? Infirmity. You know, infirmity has to do with what? Weakness, inability. It can also be disease. It can also be sickness and pain. Infirmity, and he bare our sickness. I'm going to ask you a question. Is that scripture there on that screen that we just read, is that true? Is that the truth? If he has taken as it said, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by himself, the prophet, saying, himself took. Lady, you sitting down there, right there, you boldly walk up on this stage and you take my Bible from me. Then somebody come and ask me, will you please let me borrow your Bible, let me use your Bible? I said, I can't. He said, why you can't? Don't you have it? I said, yeah, but Lily took it from me. She took it. I don't have it. She took it. I pray that y'all will get this simple, profound truth in your spirit. I'm not trying to be popular, but I'm here because in these days in which we live, if you don't hear the word of the Lord, when trouble comes to your house, you're going to let Satan do something he has no right to do to you. Are y'all listening to me? I'm going to reiterate and read this back up and read it again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here we go. Take these words spoken by God that come out, that came out of his own being. These words came out of God being. This is what God said. This is who God is. Came out of his being, which is God himself. And let them penetrate. You know what penetrate? Get to the core of your being. Let them saturate. Saturate means you get so saturated that nothing else can come in there because you are saturated. No room. What is that song we sing? You sing, no room, no what? So come on, give it to me. I'm all filled up. Where are you, T? No, say it again. No room, no vacancy. I'm all what? Filled up. Let this word penetrate, saturate. When Satan shows up, says, no room, no vacancy. I'm all filled up. What do you feel? I'm filled up with the word that came out of God, that was spoken out of God's mouth, came out of his very being, and he said something to you, and he told you, he did something for you, and he told you something. So I'm saturated with it. It had penetrated me. Hallelujah. There's no room. There's no vacancy. I'm all filled up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ha. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise be to Jesus. And back to Matthew. We're getting there. It's still up, no? Yeah, Matthew 8:17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Esaias the prophet, him saying himself took our infirmity and bare our sicknesses. Give me 1 Peter 2:24, King James. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self. See, that's why he qualified to be the apostle. And what else? The high priest. Who did it? Who his own self. What did he, who his own self do? Bear our sin where? Where? How many sin does Satan bear for you? And why would we allow him to speak to us about my health, about your health? Why would you allow him to speak to you about your peace? Are y'all listening to me?